Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Para kay Derek Narciso, hindi lamang pangungalikta ng mamahalin at bagong sapatos ang pagiging sneakerhead. Ang pinaka-pinapahalagahan nila ay ang pagkakaisa bilang isang komunidad upang makatulong din sila sa iba.
So sneakerhead is someone who's doesn't only like shoes, he knows the culture of the sneakers, he knows the history and culture of a certain sneaker, and he knows probably the designer, the people behind it, and siguro yung campaign behind it. Yeah, so it doesn't really mean that you're a sneakerhead, you have 5,000 pairs of sneakers at home. No. It's the sneakerhead today is someone who's really immersed into the culture. That's as far as my definition is.
Why do you think itong kultura na to is malakas siya sa mga Asian, saka mga Pinoy in particular?
Yeah. So with Filipino, it's very easy. Ipa-pattern ko na lang to myself. Like I said, Filipinos are basketball crazy. Right, so from the moment we were young, we started to pick up the ball, basketball na yan, and then we started looking at the PBA and the NBA. And then, like I said, the first thing we want to emulate is yung mga idols na. Like, growing up, I wanted to emulate Michael Jordan, so I wanted to get his shoes. The generation after me and after them, see Kobe Bryant. So they all want to get Kobe Bryant shoes, and then now it's LeBron and then Kyrie Irving. So everybody wants to get their, but that's siguro. As a kid, when I played with the basketball sneakers of my idols, I felt like nadagdagan yung powers ko sa basketball court. I felt like mas lalong tumaas yung talon ko, mas lalong gumaling yung shooting ko because I was wearing their sneakers. Before nung di pa popular yung sneakers, you could just pop by yung mga like Foot Locker or Nike. You could just pop by. Let's say around 12 o'clock, you know, and there would still be plenty of sizes. And then eventually, napansin namin, we have to come early. So, pupunta na kami before opening. Kasi minsan naubusan na kami ng size. So, we'd come, so the shops would open at 9, we'd come in at around, 8 o'clock. And we'd still get our size. And then eventually, we had to camp out na at 12 a.m. the day before. Kasi ang dami ng gumagayan, dami ng pumipila. So, and then, siguro yung pinaka-the worst campout na naginawa ko is 24 hours of camp for a sneaker. So, this was for the, LeBron, South Beach, South Beach 6 yata. So, we camped out for almost a day. A day, in front of Foot Locker sa Swanson Street. And there was only about 10 pairs being released. So we can't go for that one. So, grabe. Pero back then, it wasn't, kung ngayon napapasin mo, like, there would be chairs in front of sneaker shops. Wala nakaupo. Back then, po, konti lang kami, we sort of kind of looked after each other. So, one guy would go for a toilet break or would buy their food, and then the other guy would look after their stuff. And then they would come back again, and then mag-rotate kami ganun. But now, it's different. Kanya-kanya na. I mean, there's so many groups, so many people that want sneakers. Iba, lalagay lang nila, chair nila. Nope, that's my spot in the line. And then I'll probably come back the next day.
Sabi mo na underrepresented pa rin in mainstream media yung group, yung community na to. Why do you think this is so?
Have you heard of the one of the biggest sneaker group in Australia? The Kickstand. So, this group is about, would you believe, 16,000 members. And it was founded by one of my close mates, Jamie Harris. If this is being recorded, shout out to Jay, by the way, founder and the Kickstand. And they have done a lot of great things locally. So they have organized events, swap meets. And until recently, when there was fires in New South Wales, they organized a fund drive para dun sa mga firemen. Like I said, ang dami ng nagawa nila behind the scenes. But yet, it's not being so much publicized in mainstream media, right? So because siguro a lot of people still think that people who are into sneakers, into this culture, parang back in the day, no, collecta lang ng Pokemon cards. Normal people's reaction would be, these kids could, you know, probably better off wasting their time somewhere else. Or it's just a pair of sneakers. Or I could earn that much in an hour. Why am I going to waste my entire day doing that? So it is still kind of, parang it's still a small stage of society that a lot of people do not understand and maybe they frowned upon. Okay, maybe see, that's the reason why mainstream media has not fully picked up on it. So like me, when the part of the reason siguro na lang why I opened up a few sneaker groups back in 2012 is because yung mga relatives ko and my friends got fed up with me and my friends posting up pictures of sneakers on our Facebook feed. Feeling nila na i-spam nila. Ah, sneaker na naman si Derek. Oh, sneaker na naman. So that's why we made these groups para like-minded people can come together and just sharing that passion. We can discuss sneakers and the culture all through ourselves na other people outside the community na hindi nila na, they wouldn't necessarily understand.
Meron kang grupo nun, ang pangalan is Soulmates Australia. Ongoing pa ba to? Can you tell us about this group?
Yes. So, like I said, I founded that group out of necessity, not because I wanted to, be the grandmaster of, you know, sneaker. Nah. Like I said, because our friends and family were getting tired of us spamming your Facebook feed nila of pictures of sneakers and NBA stuff. So we created this group. And it was the first group in, I believe, in Australia. I created it with a few of my friends. And then all of a sudden, I was just hoping it would just be a few close friends. And then all of a sudden, it was like the Wild Wild West. People just added, people kept adding people we don't even know, and people kept adding people, and just all of a sudden blew up. But probably one of the most proudest things that I was able to do with that group, Soulmates, was we used to have a Christmas drive. We'd pull together funds, and then we'd send this funds back to the Philippines. And I had a friend who was a parish priest. He would buy wholesale slippers, rubber chinelas. We would donate these to orphanages in the Philippines. And kids that live in far-flung areas that have never experienced having shoes, let alone slippers at their sapaan nila. So some of these kids would travel all the way to school. They would cross mountains and rivers just on barefoot. Unfortunately, one of the people that were assisting us delivering these chinelas, these slippers to one of the far-flung areas, he got stopped by one of the terrorists.
Oh.
And then, yeah. So, they obviously took all the slippers, all the goods for themselves. And then they threatened to, because he was Christian, they threatened to obviously, you know, kill him if he kept on doing this. So when we found out about this, we had to stop it. We stopped it. I think it started to normalize again this last week. So we're still trying to see if the peace and order situation will keep up. So we might continue it again probably next year, or we'll see.
What do you want people to know about your community?
Right. So when the community sees, let's say, a sneakerhead, or somebody knows, he collects sneakers and that, immediately they see someone who's very materialistic. They immediately see someone. We have a term for this, hype beast. Like, he always wants to have the latest and the greatest sneakers. Like, he's always trying to chase clout or trying to get likes on social media. So we're not about that. We're not about that. few of us actually that want to bring this community together to create something positive, like me and Jay. So just recently, Jay started that bushfire appeal. So they were able to raise around $3,500 to donate to the firemen in New South Wales. So if we can do that as a community, I think it'd be great.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.